Hey, welcome back in to the big show. You're listening to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, also WTTN 1580 AM. We're at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Ave. Great to learn about Idea Fest with Chelsea. Again, check it out. That's coming up September 12th through the 17th. So many opportunities to participate, visit different spots around Madison, but also take things in virtually if that's more convenient for you. So lots of great stuff. Head to captimesideafest.com. Next week, actually in a few days, Thursday the 18th, we've got another event to talk about, and that's with Dane by Local, where you can eat local, drink local, and support local. So let's bring in Megan right now from DBL. Okay, so that's not happening at the moment. We'll get that straightened out for DBL to talk about the event. I'll get that straightened out and be right back.
Hello, I'm Sue Peck with Evolution Financial. Have you found yourself at that tipping point where you realize your finances have become just a bit too complicated? Or maybe you have so much on your plate and you'd love to focus on and support the passions that are most important to you. If you're looking for a local, independent, fee-only, fiduciary financial advisor, contact me, Sue Peck, CFP professional with Evolution Financial. Search online for Evolution Financial Madison.
Evolution Financial is a registered investment advisor with the state of Wisconsin.
If you think you need a home inspection, you probably do. Hi, I'm Todd Osborne of Orion Inspections. And buyers, sellers, and even flippers, I'm talking to you. Knowledge is power when it comes to real estate transactions. You'll get an image-packed, searchable, digital, printable report of the condition of the house, things to keep an eye on, any safety issues or defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
Hi, everyone. Listen to the Matt McNeil Show weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk about all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on right now, plus other things too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, the Matt McNeil Show, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes, 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidacy. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaty violations, protecting the water, and COVID in our Native communities. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with us through our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Align Energy is a proud sponsor of Native Roots Radio.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it. Or would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in? For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Listen to your favorite political talkers no matter where you are. 92.7 FM in Madison and Eastern Dade County, 1580 AM Columbus, north of Madison, and for daytime east-west commutes on I-94, 101 FM in the Shaw, and 540 AM covering eastern Wisconsin all day and covering the Milwaukee Metro, the Wild Counties, Racine, and Kenosha 24-7. Download the free Devil Radio app for your smartphone and take both stations with you everywhere. No excuses, just listen.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy, explains why God kicked Trump out of the White House.
Oh,
this is a spiritual battle of epic proportions.
What?
There's going to be so many people coming to Jesus It is devil radio, man. Suck it, God, in this case. Please don't strike me dead with lightning, God. So, you know, I'm just doing it for the show's sake.
Yeah, right.
Work with me
on
this.
It's all an act. You're hurting God right now, Gertie.
From Wanakee to McFarland, 92.7 FM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Hey, we're back here at the studio. Let's see if we can check with Megan right now about Eat Local, Give Local.
From some other people here in the second half of the program, but maybe you can help set the table for everyone, pun intended, about Eat Local, Give Local.
That was a good one. Eat Local, Give Local is an annual event that Dane by Local hosts. We have a presenting sponsor of Isthmus Eye Care this year, along with a supporting sponsor of Monona Bank. The intent of this event is just to encourage as many people as possible in the community to go out and get something to drink, get something to eat at local food and beverage businesses. And I say that because usually we focus specifically on restaurants, but due to COVID, that climate has changed around food and beverage. There's ghost kitchens, there's community kitchens, there's food trucks, there's people that are cooking in their homes and baking within their homes. So there are a lot of options out there now, and we want to make sure people are recognizing that there are many options, there are a lot of small business owners, and they need your support right now, especially as grants and loans are coming due after COVID. Relief has run, you know, that time period has passed, and so people are going to need as much support as possible in those small businesses.
I think one thing the pandemic has done for a lot of us, as we've kind of embraced technology, different work schedules, all kinds of things, but we already had a hectic paced life. So many of us are finding it a little bit more challenging to make our own meals. And so this event to me is a great way to explore local businesses, local restaurants, where maybe when you need to get that food that night out, you've got some in your back pocket because you checked them out at Eat Local, Give Local, and you know how great they are.
That's a really good point. And I would say one of the things that we work on with a lot of our business owners is, and the community, is rethinking what they expect of businesses after COVID. Restaurants and food businesses can't all afford to stay open the hours they used to, due to low staffing, and they can't just bridge over the gaps of when they're just, we have staff there, but it's okay if we don't make any, we'll make it up over lunch hour. You know, some of those things don't exist anymore, or at least for now. And so until then, we all have to modify our thinking. And as consumers, we need to start thinking everything's not at our fingertips anymore. And one of the things that's nice about Eat Local, Give Local is if you go on the website, all the businesses that are participating have put their hours and locations for the day. So if it is a food truck, the location's there and the hours they're open, which guarantees you're going to be able to get there at a time when they're open, which right now we all have to do a little extra research. If we don't have time to make dinner, we do have to take the time to look up the hours that day of that business. And that's just where we're at in life. And this kind of shortcuts that for a day, which is very nice.
I do love that. Again, that's at danebylocal.com. You can find out more about the event coming up on August.